I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, podcasters. It's your pal, Andy. It's Sunday night. I'm in my dressing room before the big show. It's Atlanta premiere night. And you know what? The truth of the matter is here's a little secret. We all at Watch What Happens Live are on top of our games. Could I get my dinner, please? Thank you. My dinner, in case you're wondering, it's like grilled chicken fajitas, basically, that I make myself and kind of pick at. And it's here every night from me, from a place called Lupe's, for the last 8 years. I don't always eat it, but it's always here. But I digress. Atlanta, when the Real Housewives of Atlanta is on, our team here at Watch What Happens Live are at their very best. We are in the best moods. We are happiest. Our shows are the best. And that is how we feel. That is a real feeling. And tonight we're kicking things off with NeNe Leakes. Always fun when NeNe's here. She's on alone. And, you know, she brings it. She's usually really kind of lit up. And I mean that not to say, you know, in any sort of heightened state of alcohol consumption, but I mean just lit up. She's just ready. She's into it. And that makes me lit up. Oh my God, up close. I feel like I have so much makeup on. Okay, now I digress because I looked at myself very closely in the mirror. All right, folks. Enjoy the show. I'm really just talking nonsense. Talk to you later.
Someone call a plumber because Atlanta's got a leaks. It's Watch What Happens Live with NeNe Leakes now. Watch What Happens Live. It's Andy Cohen live in the Bravo Clubhouse on the Real Housewives of Atlanta season 10 premiere night. And the fact that she's back to holding a peach makes me feel all fuzzy and warm. Give it up for NeNe Leakes. Make a drama out of your drama.
Yeah.
You're wearing a t-shirt dress tonight.
Yeah, honey, because I just, you know what? I had a beautiful dress backstage and I just thought I'm really feeling myself. This drink is making
change.
Me feel good. Yeah. So yes. I'm just going to wear my t-shirt dress and boots. This is how my husband would like for me to come in the bedroom.
Very good.
Yes, honey.
Over at the bar, he's a comedian, actor, writer, and something of a NeNe Leakes expert. Welcome back, Jeffrey Self. Hey, great to see you, Jeffrey. Jeffrey's new book is A Very, Very Bad Thing. It's out now, and it's a young adult book, and it features a gay character. It's
lots
a really
of
big
them.
Deal. Well, this is Mage. Another super sad day, an unimaginable horror in Texas. Just to add to the list of all of the other unimaginable horrors that seem to be going on, we're here to make you smile and forget about the troubles of today, and that's what we're going to do. On that note, Real Housewives of Atlanta, Xscape, and Married to Medicine were all trending tonight on Twitter. And we are big fans of the show. We're tweeting. Michael Rappaport said, the passive-aggressive tension between Nene and Sheree is as good as anything on TV.
What did I say?
Jerry O'Connell said, I've met her, and the best-looking 50-year-old is Cynthia Bailey. Jackie Hoffman said, if I were Cynthia for a day, I would dress as someone who keeps investing in business with Peter. That's shady. Nene, I love your boots. They are incredible. They are made for me. Those are made by
YSL.
YSL, and they're like $10,000 or $15,000 boots.
They're quite pricey, honey.
I mean, honey, I have some news that I'm wondering how you're going to react to.
Okay.
Because the reason that I know who those boots are by is that your friend Kim Zolciak was wearing those on this show. Nene, what do you think?
You know, what I think is it's a hot boot.
Yes.
And a lot of people, you know, are wanting this boot.
Yes.
And they haven't. So, and if she's one of the other people that have it, I mean, good for her.
Okay. I will say, the two of you have been label queens from the beginning. I mean,
well, you know, I'm a shoe whore. That you can count on.
Yes.
I'm always going to have on a badass shoe.
Yeah. Well, we get to see your closet in an episode a few weeks from now, and it's incredible. Tonight, when Sheree went wig shopping with Portia, her outfit looked kind of familiar to us in the Watch What Happens Live labs. Could it be reminiscent of her iconic Who Gonna Check Me Boo out? Yes! Sheree likes an off-the-shoulder green outfit. Thank you, scientists in the Watch What Happens Live labs. Nene and Kenya went over to Lake Bailey, and not surprisingly, Nene had a lot to say about Kenya's relationship. Take a look.
Why not? It's congratulations in order. And they've been married for how long?
Yeah, tell me about him.
Have you met him?
Do we get to, like, say his real name? Do we have to keep saying baby?
Oh, baby.
For how long?
I don't know.
So are you guys going to live together?
As we can find a house.
You just built that house. Bring me the marriage license.
I just have never seen anything like this before. It's the weirdest
Okay, go to WWHL.tv, vote in our first poll of the night. We have a few. Was Nene being nosy or was she just being an interested
friend?
What do you think?
An interested friend.
You were.
You know, I'm concerned because I've never met this person at the time. So I needed to make sure that she was with somebody. You know, that was great. I was a concerned friend.
The viewers, 80% think you were nosy. Have you met him now? Have you met him now?
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill all of you guys for voting that. You should have been voting that. I was getting the information that you wanted to know.
Yeah. Have you met him now, Blondie?
Well, I have met him.
You have?
Yes.
Very good. Well, speaking of, we loved it when the women got together tonight, and they all had such oversized greetings for each other that we remixed it. Watch.
Look at you, Miss Fabulous.
Makes us so happy at Watch What Happens Live when the Atlanta Housewives are on because there's so much to talk about. And I have to say, tonight on Married to Medicine, things got super heavy, super quick, and it just broke my heart to see what was going on with Dr. Jackie relating to her husband's infidelity. Take a look.
Let me see these cheeks.
I don't think for one moment I've ever thought that I would end up in a place that I'm in. I just never thought he would cheat.
To have made the decision that he made was crushing.
I never thought Curtis would make a mistake to this level.
It was humiliating, to say the least.
No woman deserves it. But out of everybody, God dang, why had it be Jackie?
You are elegant.
We love you, Jackie.
Aww.
We love you too, Jackie. Jackie will be here in a few weeks, and we'll talk to her about everything that's going on. I know you NeNe freaks have got questions for NeNe Leakes. Before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, tonight, Cynthia threw a 50 Shades of Cynthia party, but the entire premiere episode had more shady moments than the big box of Crayola with the sharpener in it. Take a look.
It's kind of like how her hair, without this little tail part.
That's actually a man's wig.
Shane, let me put that back.
Kenya is officially married.
One of her dreams have always been to get married, have a baby, have Cynthia be her best friend.
So you must be in love with somebody.
If I were in love, NeNe would not be the first person I would tell about it.
Or
second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh.
A man put that round you.
100, 102, 115.
I have not talked to NeNe in almost 2 years, because she sound like a totally different person. Okay. Look like one, sound like one.
I really didn't even notice she was there. I thought she was like part of the decoration.
NeNe's nose.
She looked different too.
Yes,
she
did cut off half her nose, but the one that's still left is quite big. That's nosy NeNe.
Here's what, NeNe, what's it like being back? And do you want to respond to any of the shade thrown your way?
I respond to all those bitches. Okay, hey, where do we start, okay? Please don't get me crawled. I thought Kenya took a personal attack, and she would not appreciate it if I attacked her. Okay. That's going to be one. Portia saying I look different. She does, too. She's gained a lot of weight. Sheree is saying that she would never tell me anything. I wouldn't be the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 100. Well, I would tell you right away the wig is a no. Okay, the blonde wig.
Okay. Go to WWHL.TV now. We want to know who is the shadiest housewife so far: Cynthia, Candy, Kenya, NeNe, Portia, or Sheree? Who do you think they're going to vote for?
I have no idea.
It looks like it's you. Looks like it's NeNe Leakes, 65%. Second. When Sheree forced NeNe and Portia to talk, Portia was mad that on this show, NeNe said she should be fired. NeNe told her to fire up her phone and roll the tape. So roll the tape.
Yeah. Honey. I don't have time to lie to you about anything.
You fake as hell. You done sat on that show and said you want me fired.
I'm not going back 3 weeks, because this is not a 3-week friendship.
So your thing is to build someone up and then tear them down.
We're not going to talk over each other. I'm not having a conversation.
She is so damn fake.
Jeez.
That wig is not going to go with some big, gigantic. The only way NeNe will address this conversation is if it looks like my lips are perched and I'm ready to kiss her big ass.
Ain't it beat, honey? That ass is beat, ain't it? Woo, girl, let me tell you.
Here's what we want to know. Whose side are you on? Go to WWHL.TV. Tell us, are you on NeNe's side or Portia's side? Anything you want to say about this fight?
Well, the one thing that Portia kept saying that I said I wanted her to be fired.
Right.
And I made it very clear to her, I never use those words. First of all, when we're on your show, you have callers that call in.
They called in and said, who should be fired?
They said, who would you get rid of?
Who would you get rid of?
And I said,
Frick and Fraud.
Okay,
right.
Whatever their name is, Freak and Fraud. That's what I said.
Okay.
So I never used those words. So let's be very, very clear about what was said. Now, we're all on this show to give our opinions, are we not?
Yes.
And so when my fans or my followers call in to ask me questions, I'm going to answer.
Finally, at the party where Cynthia made everybody dress up as her, she decided that Candy and those sweet cans had the best getup. But here's what, it's time to call on the authority as we play Fashion Police Cynthia Edition. NeNe, I want to go through the looks from the party. You tell us which ones you find arresting and which ones are just busted. Okay, starting with Candy, what did you think?
Oh, I thought Candy looked amazing that night. Her waist was beat, her hair was amazing. You know, Candy's competitive, honey. She wanted to win, too, Chad.
What about Shamia? Yeah.
It was okay. You know, but I thought about the piece that was going around her mouth. It was like that dental thing that back in the day that would go up your head. You know, that was.
What about Kenya? These were all Cynthia Bailey looks.
I thought Kenya did okay with the look. I thought she could have did just one.
Okay. What did you think of your own look?
She was beat, honey.
Okay. What about Portia?
She's okay, you know. She's okay. I don't think Cynthia would have wore the dress, but Cynthia definitely would wear afro.
What about Sheree?
Cynthia definitely wears a baseball cap a lot. Yeah.
What about Cynthia as herself?
Oh, Cynthia's great. That's my sis, honey.
You had a question for her, NeNe.
Okay, yeah. Oh. So if your pal, Ryan Murphy, were to make Feud Housewives, who plays you, who plays Portia?
Oh my God. So Andy would play me. Because Andy is very shady, okay?
I'm into that wig on Andy.
I don't think it would go well.
Andy is very shady. So Andy would play me because he would say everything I tell him to say. And then who would play Portia? Anderson, and he would get completely red.
Kim Zolciak tweeted, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Sure is. The same thing she did when she went and got that Rolls Royce after me. Girl, imitation. Come for the right girl, because I'm not the one.
Mosato Tokido tweeted, first of all, welcome back, Nene. And secondly, have you spoken to Phaedra at all since what happened last season?
I have spoken to Phaedra. Yeah,
really?
Briefly. It's been months ago, though, a few months ago, but I did speak to her very briefly.
And was there any substance to the conversation?
We weren't. You know, we were just talking about some personal things.
You were?
Yeah.
Did you talk about what happened last season?
No, we did not.
Okay. No. All right. Brandon F. wants to know if you're at all threatened by Cynthia and Kenya's close friendship.
Did you say what now? Cynthia and I are very close. Let's just be very clear about that. And I'm happy for her having a friendship with Kenya. By the way, Kenya and I are in a good place, so let's just be clear.
Let's go to Dara from Toronto, Canada. Hey, Dara, I hope you come see me and Anderson Cooper. Tickets just went on sale on Friday. What's your question?
Yep, we're planning on it.
Great.
So my question is for Nene.
Okay.
I was just wondering if you and Kim Kardashian had a falling out because you guys used to be super tight and I haven't seen you photographed in years.
Kim and I were never super tight. We were, you know, friends. I like Kim, she likes me, but, you know, it's not like we were tight like that. So, no, we've not had a falling out. In fact, I think Kim is very nice.
Lydia L. wants to know, excluding yourself, which of the Atlanta ladies has the best and worst interview looks?
I don't know. They only had one, didn't they? We haven't seen...
There are a couple. You haven't seen enough to...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't get to see them until you see them.
Okay. That's fine. Yeah. Let's go to Kia from Kentucky. Hi, Kia. What's your question?
Hi, Andy. My name is Kia. I'm calling for Nene. Nene, I just wanted to let you know. I just had a question. So do you think Kia's relationship with her man is real?
I do think that... Her relationship with Mark is real, yes.
Anything else to say about it?
What did she ask me?
No,
she asked
that's
me, do
what
I think
she
it's
asked
real?
You.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think it's real.
Anything else to continue the thought?
No.
No? No.
Just keep watching.
Okay. She's K. Renee wants to know, Nene, where did you get that T-shirt dress from? It's really cute.
Oh, my God. It's so beautiful and inexpensive. This is a Zara T-shirt dress.
Oh, my God. The audience is very happy.
Go pick it up.
Peter M. wants to know what you made of the shade that Sheree threw at your boutique. She said, I don't know if it compared to my boutique. Mine was a little upscale.
Aw, Sheree, bless your heart. Grasp me that straws.
But you and Sheree are good, right?
You know, I'm cool with Sheree, but she always seems to want to throw shade at me. But I get it. I'm that big boss. You know what I'm saying? Come on, shade, girl. Break it on, girl. Ain't that going to... You know...
It's game time, everybody. Perhaps one of the most important questions in all Atlanta Housewives history was...
Who said that?
And tonight we are asking it again as we play...
Who said that?
Nene, when this phone rings, you answer it and listen to the distorted voice on the other end saying a classic Atlanta reunion line. Then you will tell... us, of all the Atlanta Housewives ever.
Who said that? Who said that?
Okay, here we go.
Answer.
Answer.
Oh, my God, I live. Clear.
We see each other.
Who said that?
Okay, who said that?
That was Candy.
Was that Candy?
Me and Candy, who see each other.
Each other.
Yes.
Okay, very good.
Hello.
Who said that?
Okay, who said that?
Sheree.
Let's reveal.
Leo.
What I said, what I said.
Who said that?
That would be me.
Yes.
What I said, what I said.
You said that?
Yes, she did.
Hello.
Any idea?
Can I hear that one more time?
If I was gonna be a horse, I would be the best guy.
Any idea?
Oh, gosh, I can't remember who said that. If I was going to be a whore, was that me?
Let's reveal.
I can't.
If I was going to be a whore, I would be the best goddamn whore you ever seen in your family.
Okay, one more.
Hello?
I remember staying in a Chili's waiting for the test results.
Who said that?
Was that Portia?
Let's reveal.
I remember staying in a Chili's waiting for the test results.
Thanks for playing. Nene, we are getting a lot of this question. Scaffy20 says, did Nene get another nose job or have any more work done since returning to the show? A lot of people wanting to know more about your nose.
I don't know why people just can't give it up and just be like, the bitch look great, rather than just fucking saying bullshit. You know, like, did you have an... Anything I do it publicly.
Yeah, you do.
And
you
I would
do
let
say,
you know. You worry about these other girls that don't have their work done and ain't nobody talking about.
By the way, Nene said during the commercial break that I stole her hairdo.
Okay, honey.
You think I stole your finger waves.
Yes, you know when I had my hair blown, it was kind of weird. He stole it, honey.
Let's go to David from Michigan. Hey, David, what's your question?
Hey, hi, Nene. It's good to see you back on The Housewives, first of all. But my question was, why did you seem a little bit bitter towards Kim Zolciak this season?
Have you watched the season?
Well, no, it just started tonight.
It just started. You didn't even see Kim, have you? So you should watch the show and let's see who's bitter with who, okay? You just seen one episode, boo, call back.
Odd Man Out wants to know, how are things between you and Candy?
Things between Candy and I are great. We're in a great place, and there's no love lost at all. We're good. Yeah.
There's no love lost means things are not good.
Well, love is here in my heart for Candy.
Okay. You do have love for Candy.
I have love
is what
for
you're
Candy.
Saying. Okay, good. All right. Because no love lost means I have no love for her.
Oh, well, yes. That's not what I mean, darling.
Okay.
That was the drink telling you that.
Okay.
What I mean is there's love in my heart.
It's time for my mazel today. It goes to the news that yesterday, Sean Combs, did you hear this? AKA Diddy, AKA Puffy, AKA
brother.
Puff Daddy, as a birthday present to himself, gave himself a new name and renounced all of his former monikers.
Yeah. So my new name is Love, AKA Brother Love.
All right, congratulations, Brother Love. I bet new siblings Quest and Courtney can't wait to spend Thanksgiving together. There you go. Quest Love and Courtney Love as siblings. Our jackal goes to Oprah's dog, Sadie, who acted like this during today's Super Soul Sunday announcement on Instagram.
A wonderful Super Soul Sunday coming up in just a few minutes. Stop it, Sadie. Few minutes on Facebook, it's streaming or on home.
Sadie, Oprah is speaking, and it is Super Soul Sunday. You do not bark while Oprah is talking about Super Soul Sunday on Super Bowl Sunday on Instagram. I want to thank Nene and Jeffrey for our after show now. It's Nene Leakes from The Real Housewives of Atlanta. Behind the bar, it's Jeffrey South. Jeffrey's book is called A Very, Very Bad Thing. It's a young adult book, and it is available now, and you can see Search Party Season 2 on TBS, premiering on the 19th of November. Great to see you, Jeffrey. We have five calls. Caller, what's your name, and from where are you calling?
I'm Harold, and I'm calling from Fort Worth.
Hi, Harold. What's your question?
Hi, Nene. First of all, I just want to say I love you. I've been watching you since season one of Atlanta Housewives. I love you so much.
Oh, thank you so much.
And my question is, will you ever go back on the Wendy Williams show?
She's really thinking about it.
You know what? You know, I don't have any hate towards Wendy. I don't have hate in my heart. I'm not that kind of person. So, yes, I would. Yeah. We would work it. I would work through it. I'm fine with it. Yeah, I just think she's hate me. You know, I don't hate her.
You think she doesn't like you?
Well, I'm a lot to take, honey. But I'm okay with Wendy, darling.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
This is Sherry. I'm calling from Miami.
Hey, Sherry, what's your question?
My question is, Nene, what did you think of the war between Sheree and Kenya, the house wars? I know that to me it seemed really superficial, and you seem to be kind of down to earth as far as feeling you know, proud of what you have, but still being humble. What did you feel about that war?
Just saying, if you watch the show a little bit longer, I'm not exactly sure if they're showing it or not, but I have a conversation with all these girls while we're out of the country, and I say to them that, you know, they all should be lifting each other up and congratulating each other for being able to purchase such beautiful homes rather than tearing each other down. I love my house. Don't come over my house trying it, okay? I think it's stupid and petty.
Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Alice H., and I'm calling from Lufkin, Texas. My question is for NeNe Leakes. Why is it that Portia never has receipts?
You know, I don't know why she doesn't have receipts, but Bravo has them. They do lots of flashbacks. That's amazing. When they flashback, I get my entire life, honey.
I know a lot of flashbacks this season.
I love it.
Bravo are your receipts.
I love it. They were flashbacking, and I always have it in my head, like, they're going to do a flashback.
Right,
they're
going
to do a flashback in this moment.
We were talking during the break. NeNe brought something up that happened very early on in the show, and I had heard that she brought it up, and I was so glad because I was like, I can't wait to see that flashback. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Christina, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Hey, Christina, what's your question?
Hi, real quick, Andy, I absolutely love you, and so does my mom.
Thank you. But
my question for NeNe, who I also love,
is
Kenya's relationship with her mom so strained? What do you think of her not inviting her dad to her wedding?
You know, I get it. You know, sometimes people don't have great relationships with their parents, and sometimes they feel like it's not best for them to be at their weddings. I mean, I had a wedding, and there were some family members of mine that wasn't there because, you know, you want to have great energy. So I get it. I understand. I mean, it's not the worst thing. It seems really strange when you're really close to your parents. You know, she's not that close with her parents. So, I mean, I get it.
Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Lynn, I'm calling from Dallas, Texas.
Hey, Lynn, what's your question?
My question for NeNe is, now that you and Cynthia are back friends, I was just wondering, why would you leave Cynthia's 50th birthday party just because of the drama between you and Portia?
Oh, that's a good question. I mean, you and Portia got into it. It's your very close friend's party.
Yes. Well, I don't want to, you know, blame it on editing, but I actually... You know,
You did stay a little longer.
I did stay a lot longer. I left in the parking lot, and that's when it ended, but I actually turned around and went back. So I was there with her when she did her candles and everything. I blew out her cake candles and
everything. Oh, okay. Well, that's good to know.
So I was there.
Yeah. Ashley L. wants to know if you've paid Candy's Old Lady Gang restaurant a visit yet.
Yes, you guys have to continue to watch the show.
Oh, so we see it on the show.
Well, actually, you don't see it on the show. We went to Todd's birthday party was there, and we actually didn't put that. She didn't film that. But, yes, I've been there, and I think it's everything. And that's one of the things that Candy and I connect on is, you know, different ideas, business women, and I love that. So I've been to the Old Lady Gang. They got some good chicken and some good shrimp. Scrimp.
Was Mama Joyce there?
Mama Joyce was there.
Do you get along with Mama Joyce?
You know, I don't really know Mama Joyce like that. No.
You don't.
You know, I met her very early on. I feel like me and Mama Joyce were, you know, really cool. Like, I feel like we're kind of the same people. We would be kind of cool together.
Uh-huh.
You know, I could be a part of the Old Lady Gang, according to these bitches.
Did you see that meal with Mama Joyce and Todd where she was quoting Ain't No Mountain High Enough on the show?
Oh, yes, I did.
That was
pretty
great.
Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Yes.
Hey, y'all. Remember?
That was amazing. That was really good. In the years that you haven't been on the show, did you watch it every week?
I didn't watch it every week, but I knew exactly what was going on.
You did, please.
It would not let me rest.
And then are you still watching? I know you were an early Jersey fan. Do you still watch Jersey?
I haven't watched Jersey in like a season.
Because it's really good this
season. But what happened
was
it was off for a long time.
Yes, right.
So I haven't caught up on it, but I've been out with Teresa. Teresa came to Atlanta. We had dinner because, you know, she's my favorite. I love her. But I've always been a Jersey girl in my heart, so I watched your show. Oh, my God, I like
it. It's really good. You got to catch up.
Yeah.
It's really good.
Oh, my God. And I like the Beverly Hills girls, too.
You do.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't watch New York.
I don't watch New York.
And
but
you don't watch
OC. I still
OC.
Love Ramona. You know, Ramona and I still reach out to each other. I used to watch OC very early on.
Yeah.
And love Vicky because she's an OG. You know, us OGs got to stick together, honey. But I haven't seen it in a while.
All right.
What's going on over there in OC?
We're finishing up.
Is anybody sleeping with anybody's husband?
Yeah, no one's sleeping with anyone's husband.
Not yet.
Thank God.
Oh,
yeah, 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 yeah. How's Greg's health, by the way?
Greg is doing well.
Good.
He just texts me that he loves my t-shirt dress and he can't wait to pull it up.
Oh. I want to thank NeNe Leakes. The Real Housewives of Atlanta, Sundays at 8. Jeffrey's book, A Very, Very Bad Thing, is available now. For more, click on BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Well, that was a fun show. One thing that I neglected to say after I did my little hello to you guys, I ran back and saw NeNe, and I saw that she had those boots on, which are $10,000 boots, and Kim had worn them. And so it was very fun surprising NeNe. I'm sorry you couldn't see the expression on her face. But I think if you're a NeNe fan, you have an idea of what her expression was when she realized that Kim had worn the same shoes on the show. But she was ultimately pretty gracious about it. I'm just taking my makeup off while I talk to you. That was a really fun show. Always a great time. Always a great time with NeNe. And always a great time, you know, talking about the Real Housewives of Atlanta. It's just fun. And so are you. And I'm so glad you're listening to the podcast. See you tomorrow night.
This episode is brought to you by the effortlessly scrumptious bite of Skinny Pop Popcorn. Imagine this: perfectly popped, endlessly delicious kernels, a symphony of just three simple ingredients: popcorn, sunflower oil, and a sprinkle of salt. No compromise, just pure snacking freedom. And hey, if you're up for a twist, dive into flavors like zesty white cheddar to sweet and salty kettle. Every bite's a delight, light and oh so tasty. Shop Skinny Pop now.
Welcome to the small town of Chinook, where faith runs deep and secrets run deeper. In this new thriller, available exclusively on Wondery Plus, religion and crime collide when a gruesome murder rocks the isolated Montana community. Everyone is quick to point their fingers at a drug-addicted teenager, but local deputy Ruth Vogel isn't convinced. She suspects connections to a powerful religious group. Enter federal agent V.B. Loro, who has been investigating a local church for possible criminal activity. The pair form an unlikely partnership to catch the killer, unearthing secrets that leave Ruth torn between her duty to the law, her religious convictions, and her very own family. But something more sinister than murder is afoot, and someone is watching Ruth. With an all-star cast led by Emmy nominee Sanaa Lathan and Star Wars Kelly Marie Tran, Chinook is available exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.